This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado voters will decide this fall whether to make big changes to how the state elects its leaders. An initiative for ranked choice voting and all candidate primaries is qualified for the ballot. If voters approve it, Colorado would no longer hold party primaries. Instead, voters would choose among all candidates for an office in a primary election. The top four vote-getters would advance to the general election, where voters would rank them by preference. With climate change driving up temperatures and health effects in Colorado and around the world, one program is training health providers. The CU School of Medicine offers a diploma in climate medicine, giving healthcare practitioners a course in climate science and the health effects on patients, communities, and health systems. Ed Maybach is on the faculty.
Health professionals, they're on the front lines of climate change, and by educating them about how to do that job best, it really creates all kinds of new possibilities to wake us as a country and as humanity up to the realities of climate change.
The diploma focuses on topics like disaster resilience and response, climate equity and environmental justice and communication. Operators of the new Ford Amphitheater in Colorado Springs have agreed to make changes to reduce noise in the surrounding neighborhood. CPR's Dan Boyce says the announcement came after a city council heard hours of public complaints about the outdoor venue.
Mayor Yemi Mobolade and city staff met with the amphitheater's operators' venue on Wednesday. The two sides agreed to four sets of sound reduction efforts. They include not using fireworks, except possibly on the 4th of July, as well as more noise mitigation research. Venue also says they're building a restaurant on the eastern side of the amphitheater. That restaurant should help insulate sound along with the current 2-foot-thick wall. The company also says it'll also explore other options like adjusting the position of speakers. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Next on Morning Edition, what we heard from Vice President Kamala Harris in her interview since accepting the Democratic presidential nomination.